I can hear you all clapping out there in the universe. Aren't we blessed? Thank you, Hal. Thank you, Chris. Ah, such words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah. Made me cry. Ah, but you make me happy. And isn't it a great practice to know that we can connect in this holy and sacred moment, heart to heart, in consciousness, in our oneness, and feel it, and know it, and trust it. So here we are, another Sunday morning, and another message to remind us, to center us, to lean into. So our topic this entire month has been words of change. There have been a lot of them, haven't there? And remember, we started out with remembering that change isn't bad. And it typically leads us to transformation. And it does feel like that's what's upon us, a great transformation. So today it's let go and let God. And when I think of let go and let God, I remember that beautiful saying, be still and know. Be still and know. In a time of crisis, when the mind is going a million miles a minute and it's crowded with the what ifs, with the confusion, with the fear for personal safety, and 7 billion opinions. Oh, yeah, in that experience, it could be challenging to let it be, to be still and know, and to let go and let God. And yet that is our task. That is ours to do. That is ours to continuously center and remember. To remember that God is right here in this very room, in this very moment, in this very situation. And it is the God within your own soul, the animating presence that you're communing with in these moments. In these moments of communion, of being still and knowing, remembering the friend within. And just think about it. Have you had those moments? Have you had those moments where in the midst of all of the turmoil, in the midst of all of the opinions of the 7 billions, that you've paused and felt the great sigh of connecting, of remembering? I believe we've all felt it. I believe that we all know that experience. I believe that there is a muscle memory of that, of remembering and letting go, of being still and knowing. And even if it hasn't been flexed in a while, probably this week it's been flexed a lot, the muscle is likely being strengthened. And could it be in those moments that your own mind is stilled out of your intention? Could it be that in taking that breath, your intention informs your body, your mind? The intention to connect in mindfulness, to commune with the divine over and over and over again. So in that beautiful book, A Year Without Fear, Tamik Heaves writes, there is a vibrancy within you that is changeless. No matter how much changes around you, the brilliance of your spirit can, the brilliance of your spirit can alter the energy, vibration, and even the physics of all your interactions. You have a love within which no limit can withstand. These are the times we no longer look to find our stability in the world as much as we look to bring our stability to the world. Now, I just, by happen chance, picked that book up yesterday and went to the reading for today. It's a year without fear. Yes, a year without fear. And I went to today's reading, and there it was. And to be reminded that through my intention, through my mindful connection, in the midst of the sea of my own personal doubts and my own fears and my own confusion and my own what-ifs, that I can let go and let God and bring stability and power to the world. We all do. We all have that opportunity. It's in how we talk. It's in how we think. It's in how we interact with ourselves and with each other. These times that we're in are troubling for many. I know it's true. In fact, at any given moment, one or many of us are filled with the troubling thoughts that cause us to fear, to doubt, fade, and diminish. And in those moments, the only thing to do is breathe and love. Love and breathe. Feel what happens when you breathe. And let it go. To let go of those troubling thoughts, first we acknowledge them. Because, you know, they're there. Might as well just say, hey, I see you. I notice my white knuckles. I notice the shortness of breath. I notice the rabbit hole. It's actually a familiar place. I recognize it. But that's kind of powerful, to be able to recognize the rabbit hole and to know, oh, there I am. I'm in the rabbit hole. And the only way to get out of it is to go through it. Ah, and that is the beauty of letting go. So we center ourselves. We center ourselves so that we connect with God, connect with the God within, that friend within who lives in a state of readiness, is above fear, beyond hurt, and sufficient to itself. We breathe, center, and let go, and let God move within us. It is that movement of God within us that moves us through and out the other end. God, Spirit, the Almighty, whatever your favorite word for it is expressing in and through each of us all the time. It's in the teachers. It's in the musicians. It's in the scientists, the doctors, the caregivers, the individual minds that are part of the one mind of God are even now tapping into the infinite potential and possibility that answers the questions, reveals solutions, and ignites the imagination, which I believe is the playground for the creative mind. So when we're scared, it's natural to want to get to safety. How do I get there? I want to get there. I want to get there. I'm scared, and I want to get to safety. And it might seem counterintuitive to just be still, to let ourselves calm to center in the discomfort. When you feel, or when I do what I do, when I find myself squirming and restless in my own presence, in my own thoughts, in my own conditions and circumstances, and I just want to get out. I just want to get out and find somebody, you know? Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? I just want to, I don't want to be by myself anymore. I don't want to be by myself anymore. Can we just let go and let God? Let God flow. Breathe and feel that flow. Find a quiet, even quieter place and do the very thing that seems like what you do not want to do, and that is be alone with yourself. Be alone with yourself. And in being alone with yourself, there's room for the self, that friend within. To be in the presence of that and allow ourselves to be lifted up. Not from some outside source, although they're wonderful and sometimes they work, but from connecting within. We have guidance all around us. We have the guidance of governing agencies to avoid physical contact. I'm such a touchy person, this is really hard for me. And yet, there's wisdom in it. And what I really know, what I really believe, what I really trust, is that physical contact is only one contact. There's another contact that's going on amongst us, between us, 10 feet apart, distances of miles, time and space. It's the connection of our heart. It's the connection of the oneness that we share. So can we, in the face of not touching each other, have the unmitigated courage to reach out and touch each other? See, this is calling for us to be exposed in a different way, to go beyond the normal, what we're used to, and let ourselves be known. Because it is in those connections that we're strengthening our muscle. It is in those connections that we're deepening our awareness of the power of God within us. It is in those connections that we make heart to heart, when we reach out and we call someone and we tell the truth and we say, this is how I'm doing, and how are you? And what can I know for you? And what can I remember for you? And will you please remind me of the truth of who I am? Can we, in this moment that is upon us, the transformation that just might be the great awakening of humanity, let go and let God? Did I just give you a new idea? That this might just be the great awakening of humanity. No, some of you have heard it, because I got it from someone. But for some of us, it might be a new idea, a new frame for what we're experiencing. I say yes. I say yes, we can, and yes, I can, and I commit. I commit to let go and let God lead. Let God inform me. Let God, that infinite indwelling presence, guide me. We center ourselves. We pause and we center ourselves, that's the letting go, so that we can let God move within us, inspiring us, so that we can let God move through us, activating us in acts of compassion and kindness, oneness. We center ourselves and let go and let God reveal itself. Let God reveal itself to us as the deep abiding peace that it is. Let go and let God reveal itself to me as unconditioned and unconditional love. In the face of everything that's going on and anything that's going on, there is no big or small in the mind of God, and yet what seems to be so big, in the face of this, can I let go and let God be the Almighty that I know that it is? So we're at home with ourselves, aren't we? At home, in our home, and at home here, at home with ourselves. And so every day, just like every day we eat our food, every day we breathe our breath, every day we do those daily activities, every day we pause and we take time to center, to come home, to let go of the angst and the agita, and let God. Let God inform us. Let God be within us. Let God be present. Every day, not just some days. And this is so important. Don't skip it. Don't think, oh, you know, I've been doing this for, I did it last week. I'm good. I got my Sunday fix. I'm going to be good for the rest of the week. Please, please, please. Every day. Every day. Some of us have been practicing this for months or years or decades. Now is not the time to quit. Deepen the muscle even more. Strengthen it even more. Because remember, we are moving through and we are being transformed into a greater awareness of the divinity of God. So in this home alone thing, maybe some of you like me have felt a little stifled. I like the word. Felt a bit stifled. Sometimes. And the greatest way that I know to move through that being stifled is to, you know what I'm going to say, let go and let God flow. Let the luminous presence shine through you. Engage in life. Call friends. Go for a walk. Write a love letter to yourself or someone else. Write the next great American novel. It's out there. There could be 7 billion of them. Draw, paint, sew, cook, garden, clean your cupboards. Oh, you're doing these things? Is that what you're hearing? Is that what I'm hearing through the ethers? Of course we are. Of course we're doing them. We're allowing life to live us. We're allowing ourselves to be in the movement of life, to not be stopped. We're allowing ourselves to let go and let God flow through us. So, let us be still and know Let us let go and let God be the Almighty, the one power, the one cause, the one creative intelligence back of all life. And know and trust that it is expressing through each one of us. That mighty moving power is having its way with us. Shall we let go and let God flow? Yes. 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 We can. We do. We let God have a free and clear passage through us, for we are the portal, the vessel for its good. We are the voice, the hands, the movement of Spirit on earth. We are the very ones who express the peace, the kindness, the compassion, the love, the light, the beauty that God is. So I say to us, let go and let God flow. And so it is.